Slide number 12. Now, Jesus as a face of God can be incredibly useful because sometimes we need to see a human aspect of someone who suffered. Now, most of the crucifixes that we know of, the ones in churches, are medieval or after that. And if you see the medieval ones, the level of suffering that's shown, the blood dripping down, the scourge marks, the pain, the grief, the suffering, are all part of how Christianity got into this idea of the suffering of Christ being more important than the death and resurrection of Christ. Because it's very helpful if you are suffering to see that Jesus suffered too, and it will also help you believe in the idea of jam in heaven, which has certainly been used to control people for a long time, which is if you're good down here and do what the church tells you to, you'll get to go to heaven. All these things start off well and get abused because humans and power, not necessarily a good mixed. But of course, if you see Jesus as the face of God and the only face of God, you've made a graven image immediately. And Christianity is a graven image, the way it is taught to us. Because to put Jesus in front of God and to expect that you see God exclusively through Jesus is contrary to all the teachings in the Bible, which are the teachings that we're meant to be following. And it's the way the ego works. If we see Jesus as the only path, Christ is the only path. But Christ is not Jesus' surname. Christ is a state of consciousness. So if we see Jesus Christ as being God, we will see him as something remote and far away from us and not as anything that we can aspire to or actually become. So the tree of life can actually be a mirror in which you see yourself, or it can be a living aspect of the divine which is leading the way for you and into which you can step. The idea would be that Chochmah would be your right shoulder, Bina would be your left shoulder. So you would be standing, moving into it. In the mirror image, it does work because as a mirror image, Chochmah is still your right shoulder and Bina is your left shoulder. But there is some Christian Kabbalah which will have Chochmah as your left shoulder and Bina as your right shoulder. And it all gets a little bit confusing. If you stick to one tradition, it will work. But if you mix and match them, it won't work, because you'll just get confused and go around in circles. Now, we're using the Judaic tradition, which is based on the Toledano tradition, and that the last known teacher before this generation, which came forth in the 20th century, was Moses Cordovero, who was a 16th century mystic who lived in Israel. And he wrote books called The Palm Tree of Deborah and Pardes Renon, I think it was, which was The Garden of Pomegranates. And again, his work is really difficult to understand, but then all the ancient ones really are. However, we're using the Toledano tradition simply because that is the way it's easiest to understand the Bible through the Tree of Life. If you use the more modern Lurianic tradition, it's going to be, we'll go into why we don't use the Lurianic tradition later on. The Lurianic tradition is totally valid, as is the Toledano tradition, but it's just was formulated in the 16th century on the great heresy. The heresy is a strong thought which came from Isaac Luria, who was Cordovero's pupil. And his work was very much needed for those who were expelled from the Iberian Peninsula during the time of the Spanish Inquisition. But we'll come back to that another time. I don't want to go into that too long. On the Tree of Life on slide 14, we're starting to look at the fact that there are three columns on the Tree of Life. Three columns. There are two side columns. The left-hand column is receptive. The right-hand column is active. So the left-hand column is essentially feminine and the right-hand column is essentially masculine. That isn't male and female. That's feminine and masculine. All men have a feminine side. All women have a masculine side. We blend and meld them in us. Technically, a woman is 51% feminine, 49% masculine, and a man is 51% masculine, 49% feminine. Where it doesn't work is when those percentages go wrong. It's entirely possible that we may have more gay folk and more transgender folk nowadays than we ever have had. It's hard to tell it because as they're coming out, we don't know whether there were so many closet ones in the past or not. But it is entirely possible in Kabbalistic teaching that we might have more gay folk and more transgender folk because more people are coming down and swapping gender as they reincarnate. If you've come down, say, as a man for 200 lifetimes and then you decide you're going to come down as a woman, it's going to be psychologically a hugely difficult transition to make. So it may well be that people are transgender or gay while they're making that transition. It may not be that, I don't know, but it's a possibility. And if so, it's somebody who's on an important spiritual path, and therefore they should be allowed to be what they are in this lifetime.